Well, check out this new exhibit. On the grounds of the Gilmore Car Museum, a first four-time Indy 500 winner and his local connections are featured in a new museum exhibit in celebration of the 102nd running of the famed Indy 500. Yes, the Gilmore Car Museum near Kalamazoo has announced a special exhibit. So let's talk about it. It opens on April 14th. So I hope you're kind of excited and ready, J.A. Follis, Director of Marketing with the museum.
Oh, we're very excited. I just actually wandered through the exhibit because they've got it pretty well set up. And really impressive. A lot of interesting cars. All the cars from all the races that he won for the Indy 500 are there. And I think we're going to have a great time. And people are going to really be impressed with this. It's a little bit different than what we've done before. So I think they're going to be really impressed. You know, AJ, besides just winning four Indy 500s and being the first person to do that with a 1977 race, his West Michigan connections are fantastic because he raced with the Jim Gilmore Enterprises team, and Jim Gilmore was the nephew of the folks that started this museum back in the early 60s. And so he had car dealerships, radio, and TV broadcasting, and he was all over the country with that. So he started sponsoring race drivers. In the early 1960s, he sponsored Gordon Johncock, and Gordon Johncock was from the Hastings area. That's where he grew up. And so that was his first real team that he sponsored for the Indy 500. And then in 1973, he decided he was going to pick up A.J. Foyt. And at that time, A.J. had already run three races, done really well, and was the first one of these three. And in 1977, running for the Gilmore team, the Gilmore Foyt team, he ran and won his fourth Indy 500. So pretty neat that we've got that local connection. And, of course, AJ, they consider, is the most acclaimed IndyCar driver because he not only won the Indy 500, he's the only person to ever win the Indy 500, the Daytona 500, and the 24-hour Le Mans. So those are pretty impressive just by themselves, and then realizing that he won four Indies, pretty impressive as well. Only a couple other people have ever done that. Pretty impressive for what they call the greatest spectacle in racing. That's what they call the Indy 500. Of course, we have other connections, too. The person that ran the first one, 1911, whoever won that, obviously was going to go down in history, right? And that guy's name was Ray Haroon, and he won in 1911, and he still has family in this area that lives in this area. So we look at that and think, well, that's kind of neat. But here's one I think that most people probably have no idea about. In 1915, this race driver by the name of Louis Chevrolet ran a car for a company in Allegan called the Blood Brothers that built the Cornelian race car. Now, he ended up not winning, but he went on to, his name was used for a car company. And we know it today as Chevy or Chevrolet, and that's where it comes from his name. So those are pretty neat things to look at. Now, that car is on display, but it's on display in our Kalamazoo exhibit. So we have the 1915 Cornelian run by Louis Chevrolet on display in a little different area. But when you come in to see the A.J. Foyt, the legendary expedition, you're going to see just fantastic cars. You're going to walk in and see his rookie car. You'll see cars from every one of his races that he won from 61, 4, 67, and 77. Plus, you're going to see stuff that you think, really, well, did he use sprint cars? I didn't know that. Oh, he did NASCAR. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and even even pace cars that we've got.
That's cool. Breaking in here, if I may, J.E. Follis, again, Director of Marketing with Gilmore Car Museum. This only goes to show that your museum, which is North America's largest auto museum, and I think you're located, midway between Chicago and Detroit, that we are anxious to see this type of exhibition.
Oh, yeah, and we try to do things a little different sometimes, and, you know, we're known for the 400 antique cars that we have on display, but we also have motorcycles, and we always try to throw in something a little different, so this exhibit's a little bit different than what we normally have. We have a few race cars in the collection, but not a big gathering, but this time we decided, let's do something completely different, and let's tie in an icon of the Indy 500, and the Indy 500 itself has become so well known, and it runs Memorial Day weekend, and I thought, well, this would be perfect. Let's tie into the person that won the Indy 500 four times, the first guy to do that, and his ties to West Michigan. And when you put that all together, you start realizing, wow, we've got more ties, more than just the automobile, but more to even racing and a kind of racing right here.
Awesome. How do you best want me to take advantage of this visit? I know, again, opening, what, formally this Saturday?
Yep, it opens formally Saturday. We have a big pre-open for our members and special guests. It'll happen Friday night, and then Saturday when folks come, the exhibit will be wide open and ready to walk through. And I'm just, you know, I say when people hop in their car, they come from whether Grand Rapids were 45 minutes south, maybe 15 to 20 minutes north, let's say northeast of Kalamazoo. So you kind of look at it and think, you know, we're really kind of in that mid area between Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids, Battle Creek. You can hop in your car, come on down to visit. There's a 90-acre campus, and you're going to see a lot of things in the campus that you're not aware of. You know, our diner from the 40s or our gas station from the 30s when you look at it and go, wow, gas was 18 cents a gallon. So there's a lot to see. We have a little dealership row. We've got four dealerships that have been recreated. The Model A dealerships from the 30s. We've got 1948 Cadillac dealership, a 30s dealer for Lincoln, and a Franklin car dealership from the turn of the century. So not at all what you think of as a typical car museum. And if you've not been down here in a few years, you're going to be blown away because it's not at all what you remember it to be. It's so much bigger. We just keep expanding and keep growing and growing, cool. Which is a good thing.
Yep, and now with, can't promise the weather going to be on your side for this weekend, but as we do eventually start to turn, your outdoor grounds are so cool.
Yeah, and it's really like a park-like setting. You walk in and you just kind of, you're taken back in time because you see the historic buildings and you get to walk into the diner and think, wow, what, you know, what happened in this diner? Let's say, you know, it's from 1941. We brought it from the East Coast. And every football game, you know, probably the kids from that town and maybe their parents would go and stop at that diner and eat after the game. So much of history took place in that diner. You can do the same thing when you get over to the gas station, when you drive over the little bell and that dings and people go, you know what, I do remember somebody having that happen where you drive over the bell and somebody comes out and pumps your gas. When have you seen that, you know?
Yeah.
So there's so much to bring back, a lot of nostalgia and a lot of stories. In fact, we always joke that you're going to get so close to history here in our museum because you can get right up close to the cars and stuff. You're going to get so close to history that you're going to start telling your family about these different stories and things that maybe you were involved with. And so one of them is you might look at the Corvette and remember those flashing blue lights in your rear window when you got your first speeding ticket. You know,
oh
you
boy.
Might share one of those kind of stories.
Yeah.
So that's part of what the museum's all about.
All right. A.J. Foyt, a legendary exhibition, certainly opening to the public on the 14th, a sneak preview to those memberships where they're important. How do we find out more information, Jay?
Sure. Just visit us online at GilmoreCarMuseum.org. GilmoreCarMuseum.org.